Good morning, happy Sabbath. How's everyone doing today? That's good. As many of you know, the big chill is happening right now. Our topic is the evidence. When I was asked to speak, I thought to myself, how am I supposed to give evidence of God? I went to my dad to find out what I was going to do for my exhortation. I asked him if there was anything I could use in my message. So he gave me a stack of papers. It was like 10 of them. I know, that's like the biggest stack ever. 10 pages is a lot. I read through them to hopefully thin out some papers, and I only removed 3. But anyway, there are a lot of things out there that are proof of God. Some are weak in some ways, and others are super strong, but take a really long time to explain. So one way to prove God is to prove the Bible. This is rather easy because most of the Bible is backed up by other books or historical texts. Most of the New and Old Testament are that way. But if you prove Genesis, you can prove God. Well, you see, that's where the first problem starts. No one was there in Genesis 1 besides God and his angels. So the biblical account was written by Moses, told to him by God. I don't know how that went, but I imagine it was, you know, funny, because that's how I work. I imagine God was all like, then I created, and you can insert list of animals on day one. Then I created man, and man was that good. Then Moses was all like, do you want the whole list of animals? And then God was all like, nah, just say all the land animals. People will get that picture. So back to the part where God told Moses what to write. The Bible was inspired by God, and science is still finding out that the Bible is right in some things that it has, well, in the things that it has in it. We can, without doubt, prove nearly all the Bible with non-biblical texts, science, and archaeology. We can prove all the way back to the flood. Before that is kind of hard because of the flood, and we don't have the text from that. So we have to rely on the fossil records and stories passed down verbally. We can prove that the flood happened because, like Isaac said, there are sea animals in the middle of the land. And that makes a lot of sense. Several of the rocks are in a position that it would take extreme force to move like that. If you want to look for an example of the Great Flood, you can look at Mount St. Helens, and it's kind of like a mini version of that, and you can see some of the things that there that are like the big flood. But because this is the earliest account of creation, that we can't, according to non-Christians, say that is what happened, because we didn't, because Adam didn't write down his own creation. I mean, that would be interesting. There's nothing they can say, because if they are believing in whatever religion or topic, like if there was, I don't know, their God created whoever, they have the same problem that we do, that the person was not created writing their own creation. Everyone knows that humans had to come from somewhere. Some say a creator, some say an explosion. Anyway, I've never heard of a few particles blowing up and becoming a universe nowadays. The scientific law says that you can't create matter from nothing. And it also says that all matter towards to disorder. So saying that the Big Bang created order makes that law incorrect. So atoms blowing up, making matter, makes no sense. However, if a creator creates it, you don't have to go against our own clear understanding of our world. If a person created something and left it in a room for a little bit, and you come in and notice it, most people are going to say, oh, cool, who made that? Not, oh, this blew up out of nothing. That makes sense. Our solar system works that there has to be a creator for everything. We also know that the Bible is accurate because God had the Levite priests write the books, and if they made one mistake, they would throw away that entire page. There are thousands of original copies of the Old Testament, and they were close to when they were written and when they started to be copied. One thing that proves the Bible is historical evidence. There are texts that have been have stories similar to the Great Flood or Noah's Flood, and these texts have been found. There are texts like that in Egypt or Old Egypt stuff, and some other stuff in other cultures. Most of them have a type of Great Flood. There have been discoveries of the Hittites from the Bibles. Archaeologists have found what looks like their capital in just east of Ancyra, Turkey. This discovery has large amounts of evidence that the Hittites were the people that occupied it. There are also things from Cyrus the Great, the king who let the Jews return to their home. What evidence in the Bible is there of Jesus? Well, there are plenty of prophecies about Jesus in the Old Testament. Starting off with Isaiah 53, verse 3, it says he was rejected by his own. And in Zechariah 9, verse 9, it says, he is the gentle king who rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And again in Zechariah, this time 11, 12 through 13, it says he was betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. And then in several of the Psalms, there's tons of stuff about Jesus. Like in Psalms 22, 18, it says he was looked on, he looked on as soldiers gambled for his garments. In the lesson that my dad had given me, it says that some people say that all religions are the same. I say, no. A lot of them have a creator, and people say that religions teach personal ethics, which, yeah, that's true. A lot of them have laws and rules that go along with that particular religion. But Christianity is the only one that invites spiritually dead people to come alive. The evidence of that is in the transformation of life after Christianity. Just look at Paul. He killed Christians for fun. Well, not for fun, but it was his job. And his life was changed after he came to know Christ. This comes through Jesus' death. He's the only one who takes sins away. He even said that it was humanity's only way of salvation. But Jesus also warned about the fakes who try to be another Christ. Salvation is not grace in others, but it is earned by works in other religions. The next question in the lessons was, how can mankind be so intelligent, noble, and creative, and yet so cruel and humane? God blessed us with the ability to be intelligent, noble, and creative. We left perfection at the start with Adam and Eve. After that, humans have gotten creative on how to kill each other on massive scales. We humans should be glad that God gave us mercy in the flood with knowing that he has not blown us all up yet. One other thing that I think proves that God exists for the most part is we all have morals and the desire for order. Like, even if you don't believe in God, you'll still have right and wrong. You can't get away from that. But then people don't have a good way to read those morals and are saying it's like a code, but the code breaker is the Bible. And in the Bible, it gives 10 easy code breaker tips in the form of the 10 Commandments. Those are basic morals, and if you follow them in the eyes of humanity, you're a good person. Most law in the world have these basic 10 Commandments in their law books, often expanded. Jesus said that there's a law in which there's no laws against, which is to love your neighbor as yourself. And to my knowledge, there is not a law against that. So when people see that some people's truths or morals are different, they try and make up excuses like, everyone's correct, no one's wrong. Or, only my truth of life and morals is correct, follow me. The problem is that then the people in the first one come into conflict with other people if one person's truth says that another person's truth is false, which then makes that person angry. No one wants to be told that their morals or truth is wrong and end up having beef with you. With the second one, once that person has a following, and if their morals are not lined up with God's, they will slowly bend those morals from their original position of their followers to benefit them or cause chaos. In conclusion, God has evidence of himself all around you. You just have to open your eyes. God bless you and have a happy Sabbath.